Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
His execution got stopped last week so he could testify before a House committee today. He did not testify before that House committee.
The Texas House committee that's investigating shaken baby syndrome wanted to hear directly from Robert Roberson. He was minutes from execution Thursday when the courts enforced the committee's subpoena and ordered Roberson to testify. But the Texas AG balked at Roberson showing up at the Capitol and said it would allow live-streamed video testimony. Committee Chair Joe Moody says Roberson has autism and cannot testify by live stream.
That doesn't mean Robert won't testify at all. In the spirit of cooperation, we are in talks with the Attorney General's office.
The hearing took place with psychologist and TV personality Dr. Phil McGraw offering his opinion after reviewing the file.
Not to bury the lead, I am 100% convinced that we're facing a miscarriage of justice here.
McGraw has interviewed Roberson in person and believes the jury was misled into believing shaken baby syndrome was the reason of death for Roberson's daughter. From the 24-Hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Day one of early voting today. People cast their ballots for the November election.
I think we would have voted either way.
Yeah.
But for me, freedom of women's choice is utmost in my mind.
Texas has about 18 million people that are registered voters, but only 82% of the voting age population actually signs up. Long lines in the polls when they opened this morning.
I mean, I had the time, and it's right close to home, so here I am.
Yeah, get it out the way. It needs to be done.
Are you surprised at the line of people?
No, not at all. Everybody wants to see something done.
I wanted to set an example for other people in the community and that I work with. I'm going to take a picture and say I voted.
Well, the two leading candidates for the Senate in Texas still trying to drum up support.
This is great. It's a good line.
Yeah. Democrat Colin Allred shook hands with voters standing in line in North Dallas.
I think this is an election about a lot of things. I think it's about freedom and opportunity and accountability.
He had a message for the 47% of registered voters who did not cast a ballot the last time the Senate seat was up for election 6 years ago.
You wouldn't let someone else pick your Netflix show list or your Spotify playlist for the next 6 years. Don't let them pick your senator.
Republican Ted Cruz is running for his third term, beating Beto O'Rourke at 51-48% in 2018. He's got a rally tonight in Pearland, south of Houston, and then stops tomorrow in Corpus Christi, McAllen, and Victoria. He says he's helped secure key wins to expand the Texas economy, Texas energy, and secure the southern border. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas Fire Rescue firefighters passed away. The department says Jose Chavez off duty when he died. He'd been a paramedic and firefighter for 7 years. And he's one of several firefighters recognized for saving a guy that got trapped in the second story of his home. Dallas Fire Rescue says Chavez served the city selflessly. Keller police arrest a North Texas middle school teacher for having a relationship with a former student. Detectives arrested Angela Barnes today. She is a teacher at Carroll Middle School in Southlake. Police started investigating, found out that she got involved with a underage boy for a couple of months this past summer. She's in jail and having a proper relationship with a teacher and a student. No word yet from the Carroll School District. So how do you get out of homelessness? Not easier, and it's getting harder in Dallas. Tim Grigsby is the CEO of the Dallas 24-Hour Club, tells NBC5 they help addicts start from the bottom.
You know, if you don't have a job, let's get a job, not the job. Let's learn good habits. And so what we teach around the 24-Hour Club as a response to this crisis is, okay, this is just the reality, guys. Like, we need to shoot for $22.06 an hour.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grigsby says, referring to the fact that you have to make more than $22 an hour to support yourself in Dallas, just last year, that number is 18. Expect to see a lot of sailors around town Galveston this week. It's Navy Week on the island. More than 70 sailors and officers taking part in different events like service projects and musical performances. They're also talking with young kids in daycare centers. This is one of 15 Navy Weeks that the Navy produces every single year. Well, this promises to be a hot one. Jury selection starts in a trial of Daniel Penny. This is the guy that's charged with manslaughter. The DA says he put a man in a chokehold in a subway in New York.
When we saw Daniel Penny arrive with his entourage and his legal team, when he showed up here, man, I mean, we had protesters across the street that were screaming through bullhorns at him, yelling murderer, murderer, over and over again as he arrived. So it was quite spicy this morning. Right now, we've heard from our producer, Ava Pittman, who's in court. We've got a little more of a rundown of what's happening inside today. Dozens of potential jurors are talking to the court about their schedules. Then they're going to be going through a series of questions to see if they are qualified to sit on this panel. So we start jury selection today. The former Marine arrived to court with those protests, and you can see the people that were standing across the street before all of that yelling happened. This had been going on all day long. Those protesters say this was a racially motivated case in which Penny took on the role of vigilante when he saw a homeless man, Jordan Neely, suffer a mental health crisis on board a subway last year, putting him into a chokehold, which prosecutors say led to his death. Those protesters with the anti-violence group Stop the Killing campaign held a presser. Here's some of what they said.
Jordan Neely represents the conditions that created a Jordan Neely. There's poverty, there's mental health, there's hunger, there's trauma. And so he paid the penalty for the conditions that were created by a system which actually have reinforced Daniel Penny's behavior.
And Penny's defense team is expected to mentally put each juror in that subway car to ask them what they would do if they saw a man yelling and threatening to kill everyone on board. Witnesses and others have called Penny a hero for detaining Jordan Neely, while others say it was justice gone too far. The judge also ruled that Jordan Neely's criminal record will not be admissible. That's interesting. And the search for a weapon on Neely at the time of his death will be sealed at this trial. The defense and prosecution team have now both submitted their witness list today. We don't know what they are yet. They've been sealed, but they have been submitted. And we are also learning more on timing. The people expect to complete their case in 8 days, which should land before Thanksgiving. The defense said today they expect to be done before December 9th. Daniel Penny could get up to 19 years in prison if convicted of the current charges against him. So now we wait as jury selection is underway.
That's Laura Engel from News Nation. The trial could take 6 weeks. He's pleaded not guilty to manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. Federal judge in Louisiana weighs whether to block a state law that requires the Ten Commandments in schoolrooms.
Until recently, a case like this would be a slam dunk for people seeking to overturn the law. Not anymore, says Loyola New Orleans law professor Dane Cialino.
The United States Supreme Court over the last 3 or 4 years has become more accommodating to religion in the public school setting.
The state is trying to convince the judge that the law meets certain conditions
to determine whether there's a historical and traditional basis for posting the Ten Commandments.
Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
You know, sometimes all you need is a lab coat and a go-getter attitude, and you can pass yourself off as a doctor. This happened in London. A teenager from Bulgaria said she always dreamed about being a doctor, so she became one, even if she never went to medical school. This woman put on a lab coat and rubber gloves and started acting like a doctor. She got into an ambulance to treat a patient coming into the ER. 3 days later, she showed up again, but she had added a stethoscope to her wardrobe, and that's when the cops caught up to her. She got 12 months probation. And a guy from somewhere in Texas got it in his head that he could survive an Alaskan winter by living in a cave in eastern Alaska near Fairbanks. The police at Eagle Village, Alaska, had to talk the guy out of trying to do it, and it took hours. They found him inside an SUV. He told them he dug out a cave and wanted to live in it over the winter. Police finally convinced him, He would not survive that. Cowboys had an eventful bye week, even when they're supposed to be resting. Jerry Jones threatened to have the guys at 105.3 The Fan fired during an interview. Then Troy Aikman claimed the Cowboys receivers are running poor and sloppy routes. And then Mike McCarthy says Aikman's comments don't hold any weight with him.
The effort and energy is there, but the detail and intention needs to go up. That's going to be a big part of the message today. So we're not as detailed in a number of areas on our football team, which is normal for any football team that I've ever coached or been part of. So for it to be highlighted with a brighter light because of external opinions, that's not the way we work.
Cowboys go to Santa Clara to take on the Niners this week. So the last time they played, Lions just smoked them. New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie called the Lions head coach Dan Campbell classless after the game.
The only thing, the last time somebody called me classless, I was drinking wine out of a bottle. All right. But no, it's all good. I'm not worrying about it.
He has one of the best teams in the NFL. Lions host Tennessee coming up on Sunday. Couple of weeks' time, we're going to have to readjust the clocks again as we leave daylight saving time. Around 40% of Americans say they just hate this time of year, and they use the word dread when they think about it. The dread starts as much as a week and a half from falling back. That hits Wednesday. Doesn't end till 13 days after we change our clocks back on November 16th. Around 60% of people say they want the madness to end. Pick a time and stick with it. One of the richest men in Texas planning to sell off a piece of Texas history to the highest bidder. Fort Worth's Sid Bass has a painting called Standard Station, 10-cent Western being torn in half. It's around 60 years old, part of a series of paintings representing American pop art. The painting is of a standard gas station in Amarillo. The painting's 10 feet wide, could sell for as much as $50 million. Christie's has it on the block a month from now in New York. Could very well cost a lot more for girls to join the Girl Scouts in the new year. Leaders of the group want the National Council to increase the membership dues. Right now, they're $25. They could go up as high as $85. Girl Scouts fighting off some massive debts. They finished almost $4.5 million short in the last fiscal year. That number could be a million more this year. Inflation's hitting all the councils with higher costs from anything from technology to insurance. The world's richest man is really investing in Texas. Forbes reports Elon Musk just incorporated a couple of more companies here. They're apparently going to be used for political purposes after the election. The companies are called United States of America, Inc. and Group America, LLC. No official word what they're going to be doing in Texas. Guy who used to work for the FDA just announced that what he says is the worst breakfast cereal, and chances are you have it in your pantry, and the kids probably love it. Dr. Darren Detweiler claims Kellogg's Fruit Loops is the worst of the worst. He says what we all know. There's a lot of sugar in the rings. The one cup serves up a half day's worth of sugar, but who do you know that eats only one cup of cereal? He also points to the dyes and preservatives in Fruit Loops. He says they're also connected to other health problems. And people are quickly being more picky about where they choose down to put down their roots. A quarter of Americans say they decide where to buy a home or rent a place based on the politics of the people around them. The study from Realtor.com finds more than 60% of people believe their neighbors believe as they do on political issues. Around 17% of people say they've actually thought about moving out because of politics among neighbors.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.